is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The weather system heading for the Texas Gulf Coast is now strengthened into the first tropical storm of the season. It's named Alberto. Jesse Rojas, an official in the Corpus Christi area, will be monitoring possible flooding.
The rain is coming and we're preparing for it, and that's what we're asking the community to do, is to prepare for the oncoming blessings that we're going to get in the form of rain.
And forecasters say some places could get more than a foot of rain. CBS's Dave Malkoff is covering.
Here on Galveston Island, a popular beach in the Houston area, this water is very, very warm. The Earth does us a favor by absorbing 90% of its warming here in the oceans, but it comes with the trade-off. This is jet fuel for hurricanes and tropical storms.
Thousands of people are concerned in southern New Mexico after fleeing a major wildfire.
I don't even know if our house is left yet.
Some 500 structures have been destroyed by flames. At least one death has been reported. CBS's Omar Villafranca says the governor has declared a state of emergency.
To get here, we had to drive through some thick smoke. We saw some burned out cars and some burned out structures and some hot spots, and crews are going to be working all day to try to get these fires under control.
11 people were injured when a two-story house collapsed in Syracuse, New York. Some nearby say they thought they heard an apparent explosion ahead of time. District Fire Chief Matthew Craner is investigating.
From an investigatory standpoint, we're keeping all avenues open. We're very early in the investigation. We are not settled on any one particular thing.
Now to the UK, CBS's Vicky Barker in London has more on vandalism at a sacred place.
No! As an onlooker shouts no, two protesters from the Just Stop Oil group run up to Stonehenge and start spraying the ancient stones with orange powder paint. One visitor manages to wrestle a spray can from one of the activists, but not before three of the standing stones are splotched with orange.
Many online tributes hail Willie Mays as the greatest baseball player ever. Mays, one of the game's legends, died yesterday at 93. He combined power, speed, and grace during a career that spanned from the mid-1950s to the early 1970s, mostly with the New York and San Francisco Giants. Former big leaguer Harold Reynolds spoke with CBS Mornings.
He paved the way for so many. The charisma, the personality, but just his enduring love for other people. It didn't matter what color, what race. He cared who you were.
Mays was a two-time National League MVP on his way to the Hall of Fame. Wall Street quiet today to mark Juneteenth. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Leaders in Mount Pleasant and Racine are meeting this week to resolve a dispute about water agreements related to the Foxconn and Microsoft projects. There are accusations of contract violations and demands for updates. A woman who hit and killed a Kenosha man with her car earlier this month did not have a valid driver's license. Prosecutors have charged 37-year-old Sheila Tennant for the hit-and-run death. The city of Racine is thanking all the public servants who helped with the rally yesterday. A social media post acknowledged the work as Racine was in the national spotlight. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is today. That's a stage on the tour of America's Dairyland cycling race. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the five-mile circuit. Garbage collection in the city of Racine is not happening today as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Mark K. Marquette to play the Badgers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their three-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit four home runs in a game, April 1960, against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player, and you know.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77. Currently, it's 85.
Hits, WRJN, the Beatles, and Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber. Well, kind of a hot day today. Going to get some showers and storms this afternoon. Could trigger a cool down for the rest of the week. The name of this group, Three Dog Night, where did that name come from? I didn't know this. I learned it about 4 or 5 years ago. It's because up in Alaska, where people were still sleeping in igloos, when it got too cold, the natives up there would sleep with their sled dogs. And if it was super cold, they needed not one, not two, but three dogs to stay warm. So it's kind of a heating thing. Three Dog Night, now you know. Here's One on WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
This tournament, local news, and timeless hits.
Yeah. out, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
That lounge lizard feeling from Tom Jones, and she's a lady, as we bring you local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Cindy Huber's off this week. Chris Morrow filling in. Got to remind you, we've got all the local news you need anytime you want it, because you can get it on demand. Simply go to our website, WRJN.com. You can click there. Or if you're just online doing a search, type in WRJN News. It'll take you to our podcast, our newscasts, anything you need to keep up to date as we bring you timeless hits and local news. Next update, 11:30, here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matnair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20 just west of Green Bay Road.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. It's true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel. It's true.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Well, so many songs were those self-pity, oh, poor me songs. Alone Again, Naturally, Gilbert O'Sullivan did that one. Remember Shannon? That was a sad song. This one, though, never hit me as that. Always enjoyed this version from the Bee Gees with I Started a Joke. Sad, but not savvy.
I started a joke. Bitch started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only see the joke was on me. I looked at the sky. my head from things that I said, till I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only see that the joke was on me.
The Stones. We're bringing you local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber. She's on vacation. I think she's out in California, so hopefully avoiding any wildfires or weird weather out there. Our weird weather continues. A forecast update coming up here in just a couple of minutes, but right now we're going to head down the hall, turn to our right, and enter the Radio Park newsroom where Terry Bell and Stuart J. Waddles are standing by. Let's get an update.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in Racine yesterday, making his usual points about crime, foreign policy, and the economy.
None of this stuff would have been happening that's happened now with Russia and Ukraine and the attack on Israel. None of it would have been happening. We would have had we wouldn't have had a thing called inflation. That would have been nice, too.
Trump returns to Wisconsin for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in about a month. Summer in Wisconsin means county fairs. This year, cattle need to be tested and cleared for bird flu before being shown. Bird flu has turned up in dairy cows in other states, but so far, not Wisconsin. Public health officials say it's an opportunity for farmers to sharpen their safety practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Leaders in Mount Pleasant and Racine are meeting this week to work out a dispute over water agreements. The issue is connected to the failed Foxconn plans and the Microsoft projects. The village accuses Racine of violating the contract and withholding water service for new developments. Racine claims it hasn't seen the expected economic benefits from the agreements and wants them updated due to Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center project. It's not a surprise that the mayor of Racine didn't take the stage at the Trump rally yesterday, but he is thanking those that made the event go off smoothly. In a social media post on the city's website, a thank you is given to the public servants who helped keep everyone who visited the city safe, with Racine again in the national spotlight. Racers are taking on Racine County roads today. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is a stage of the Tour of America's Dairyland Cycling Race, and it takes over roads near the interstate. Cyclists nationwide are competing in the 11-day event spanning southeastern Wisconsin. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the 5-mile circuit that starts at Wisconn Valley Way. A reminder that garbage collection in the city of Racine isn't happening today, as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny, and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77. Currently, it's 85.
Just want to celebrate another day of life with my faith in the people.
Your home in Racine for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber. I don't get to do this very often, so when I do, I get to play a lot of favorites, too. And that comes out of our stack of Motown records, like this from Stevie Wonder on WRJN.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high-top shoes and Chanel's. Susie Walls and pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know my papa disapproved it, my mama booed it, but I told them time and time again. Don't you know I was made for love from a world all around her? Yeah, hey, hey, hey. She's been my inspiration, showed appreciation.
children.
To the left, look to the right, depends where you work.
Where are you stuck in the middle with? Steeler's Wheel, as we bring you local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Don't forget our Big Deal Store, your chance to save 30 to 50% on food around town, services, merchandise, all kinds of great stuff. You never know what's there, so check often. Go to WRJN.com. At the top right-hand part of the page, you'll see a tab that says Big Deals. Click on that. That's where you'll find savings of 30% every day, up to 50% on other days where we're doing a big deal of the day. Listen for those details throughout the week. It's our Big Deal Store, your way to save on local stuff with WRJN.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Down. Oh, but I know that
Original source for local news and now timeless hits, WRJN. Simon and Garfunkel, I actually saw their Central Park concert all those years ago. This song came on, we were all up and dancing.
End.